off, calling directions. Over to McPhail into the corner to Burgess. Feeds it in to number 13. Van Buster kicks it back out to number 11 to Kalsak for the three, and it falls. It's now Brown City leading 21-20. Jeff Wright pushed off when he went in for the free throw line for the jump shot. And this will be an offensive foul against Jeff Wright. Ball control foul, so there'll be no free throws at this one. Ninth team foul against Ubley. Jeff Wright's second foul. So Brown City gets the ball 90 feet from their own hoop. Token pressure coming from Brandel. Okay, here comes Kabowski as well, trying to trap in the corner a little bit into the hands of Randolph. Randolph crossed the timeline, right to left across the radio. Minute 45 before halftime. It's Brown City 21, Ubley 20. Into the corner to number 24, Burgess. Feeds into Van Buskirk. This one can't fall. And it's still loose, brought in by Kabowski at midcourt. In the track race, Kabowski goes up for the layup. Fouled hard on the way up. And he'll be going in line for two shots. Kabowski only 2 points of the night. No free throws attempted yet. This will be the eighth foul against Brown City. And the third against number 13, Van Buskirk, the man who's gotten it going here in the second quarter. He has 7 points, six of those coming in the second. Kabowski trying to tie this up, if not take the lead here, with two shots at the free throw line. First one's good. We're tied at 21. Fourth tie, six lead changes thus far.
Kabowski is an 83%er.
Logan Lemke checks out. Grant Weber comes in. Kabowski's second free throw coming up here on the WLAW Sports Network. And it's good, so it's Ubley 22, Brown City 21 after two made free throws from Kabowski.
Those are pretty, too. They nothing but net.
So the seventh lead change of the night, 22-21, Ubley leading Brown City. Number 32, Austin Hoff, over to number 5, McPhail dribbling, top of the key. Minute 20 left, and it's stolen by Kabowski. Fifth turnover for Brown City in this quarter. He goes up for the layup from Brandel. And Brandel is fouled on the way up from the left side of the basket, and he goes to the line for two shots.
Brown City needs a timeout here.
Foul goes against McPhail. That's his second, team's ninth. Ubley leading by one, going to the line for two more shots from Jonathan Brandel. Has no points or free throws attempted on the night thus far. First one is up. This one rims in and out, no good. Minute 18 before halftime. Ubley 22, Brown City 21. First time these two teams played and went to overtime. I can see why. Second free throw is good for Brandel. One for two on that trip, and it's a two-point lead for the Bearcats, 23-21. Brown City breaks the press. They retreat, and now number 22, Munslow, takes the three, and he hits it. The big man from outside gives the lead back to Brown City, 24-23. With 65 seconds left, Brandel dives in the lane. He can get that one to fall. Offensive rebound by Weber, and it goes out of bounds. Ubley ball. Kabowski inbounding this for the Bearcats. 1 minute remains in the first half. Kabowski trying to feed this one in. Nothing yet open. And Demirop in the corner. Driving into the lane. Goes up for the layup. This one's off the mark. Didn't exactly know what to do with it. And Brown City rebound on the defensive. Leading by one, the Green Devils. Over to the corner to number 32, Hoff. Kicks it back out to number 5, McPhail. He'll take the three from left wing. And this one's good. McPhail with 5 points, and now a 4-point lead for Brown City, the largest of the night, with 38 seconds left in the second quarter. Mirop driving into the lane, goes up for the layup. He can't get that one to fall, and brought in by Burgess. Brown City with 24 seconds, more than likely going for the last shot here. And we have a defensive foul. It'll be against
Daniel Mirop. I don't know what he was thinking on that one. He was coming out right on the offensive player. And with, what do we have here, 21 seconds?
That's Mirop's first foul, but it's double bonus now with 10 team fouls for the Bearcats, sending number 3, Hagner, to the line for two shots. He was 1 for 2 before that shot, and he missed that one, so now 1 for 3. McPhail sits down. Mirop sits down.
The season, Hagner has been 40%.
Right now
he's,
he's at 33% right now. Agner's second free throw is good. 2 for 4 for him on the night. A 5-point lead, 28-23, 22 seconds left in the quarter. Ubley, Brandel at the top of the key.
Less
8 seconds
10.
Left. Kabowski in the corner. Dribbles into the lane, goes up for the layup. Dishes, dives, loops, nothing. That one's no good. Rebound, Brown City. Full court shot is no good. And at halftime, Brown City leads by 5, 28-23. In a back-and-forth first half of the WLEW Sports Network.
Let me call you sweetheart. I'm in love with you.
Wonder why she's so happy? Because she's already got her sweetheart the perfect present for Valentine's Day from Thumb Cellular. A Moto Max. The Max will blow you away with its long-lasting battery, super fast processor, and a whopping 21 megapixel camera. Upgrade your sweetheart this month and save big. Plus, when you sign up for service or upgrade, you get a chance to pick a bonus sweet deal from our box of hearts. You'll love the savings going on now at Thumb Cellular. Current customers, don't forget, when you tell your friends and family why you love Thumb Cellular, you'll earn a $50 credit on your bill. So share the love. Stop into Thumb Cellular in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky for one of these great deals. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
Let me call you sweetheart. I'm in love with you.
Sarah and Misty say there's still time to
make that New Year's resolution a reality with Ubley Family Fitness. Ubley Family Fitness has cardio and strength machines, a tanner, and an infrared sauna. Choose from a variety of membership plans with special rates for students and seniors. Access 24/7.
In addition to all of the gym features, Ubley Family Fitness also offers a wide variety of workout classes taught by me, Sarah Franzel.
And me, Misty Perrell.
Classes include Zumba, Pyo, Turbo Kick, and Total Body Burn.
For more details, call Ubley Family Fitness at 989-658-8510 or visit ubleyfamilyfitness.com.
Life is unpredictable. We have no idea what is going to happen with our family, the economy, at work. But one thing you can rely on is your local propane provider, Kohler's Propane of Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Kohler's budget plans take most of the guesswork out of how much you'll be paying on your propane bill. Kohler's budget plan allows a cap on your per gallon price, so it won't go above a certain level all winter long. You can even spread your payments out through the entire year, and you won't have to worry about checking your tank with Kohler Propane's Keep Full program. Watch for Kohler's truck serving your friends and neighbors. Call Kohler Propane toll free at 888-950-7975. And remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Attention Lincoln leasees. More Motors and Carroll can help you move up with their early lease release program. If your Lincoln lease expires between April 1st and June 30th, More Motors will forgive up to the final three payments to help you move into a brand new 2014 or 2015 model. Call it lease pull ahead, early out, or anything else you like. But what it is an opportunity to get that 2014 or 2015 Lincoln of your dreams now. Do yourself a huge favor. Head for More Motors in Carroll and see me, Bill Jackson, or shop us online at themoreautogroup.com.
From the bathroom to the home office, a custom entertainment center, or a fabulous new kitchen, D&M Cabinet Shop has the experience and quality craftsmanship you deserve. They understand your expectations and deliver your dreams. Your home is important. Let D&M Cabinet Shop change dull to exciting. Call D&M Cabinet Shop at 989-479-9271. Check them out on the web at dnmcabinet.com or stop by the shop at 5230 Purdy Road near Ruth.
Speaking of exciting, help us cheer on our team, the Ubley Bearcats. Go Bearcats!
DS Services of Cass City is your number one source for farm and commercial grain bins, grain dryers, and material handling equipment. From minor repairs to updating facilities, site design, or brand new complete systems, they can handle it all. DS Services features Stormore grain bins, MCN Nico grain dryers, and Honeyville grain handling equipment, just to name a few of the more than 22 major equipment suppliers at their disposal. They've been providing solutions for farm and commercial grain facilities for nearly 30 years. They've done this by providing quality millwright work, crane rentals, a large parts inventory, and much more. With deep winter discounts going on, now is the time to get next year's projects into the schedule. For more information, visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Grain storage is a great way to add more profit to your bottom line. Call DS Services today and let them show you why they truly want to add margin to your success. When you want the best selection of new Chevrolet pickups and GM-certified pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, head for more.